right and the left. That's correct, you are.
Because you're living on a line. It's a linear expansion in this direction and the other one. It has infinite length but infinitesimal girth. Timeline Earth, only one dimension for you to meet your friends.
More time in editing for you.
I may not even post this. All right, I gotta go take a shit. Have fun. Yep. I'll be back in 10 right. minutes.
It's always a mystery.
Or you really you gotta take the wheel here, bud, because I'm about to launch a newborn into this toilet.
Go.
Good Lord.
Take your mic with you.
Yeah, no, please don't do that. Just leave it on the desk, right where it needs to be. Welcome everyone in to this week's episode of Timeline Earth. How are we feeling? We know how Bird's feeling, and I hope he's feeling a little bit better here momentarily. Pause. What's the word with you these days?
Well,
better choose
stressed.
Your words carefully.
Trust.
Yeah, yeah. Just ignore that gun at your head from Aaron.
Yep. We are just going to say that, and I will redact any further statements.
Mm-hmm.
But we're here.
Aaron?
We're at the news desk.
Good. What you got going on up there in New England?
Well, right now I'm currently in a fight with a cat, but the silver lining is it's because I'm eating a Carvel ice cream cake.
Oh, does the cat want some of it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's
are you going to give it any of the...
No, cats can't have ice cream.
Is that right? Is that something that's true?
It might not be. I don't know, but I don't want to give them any ice cream because it's mine.
Yeah,
that's well, equally I know that's valid. True.
I know that's true.
So we'll be in a physical altercation throughout the duration of this recording.
Very good. Very good. Well, that's very good. It's been a very big news week. I'm not sure how much you guys have been paying attention to a couple of the, I would say, below the radar items. One such item, actually, I don't know what I want to discuss here without Bird yet. But there's one such item that I really want to get to because it kind of just blew the doors off, I felt like, as far as, I'll say, intelligence stuff. The other thing, before Bird gets back... Did you pause? I know that you were assigned by the officers of the board an assignment, and I don't know if that assignment was for today or for another episode.
I was presuming it was for today.
Did you complete your assignment
for upper management? I am approximately ready to go. I can start talking about it if you'd like me to.
This is a good one because we actually when I saw this come across the bow. Do you guys remember we talked about this like 2 years ago, a long time ago?
Yes. Yeah. And I even brought that up at the time, I think, that we had discussed this previously. But now that I've done the bare minimum research on this, it only gets weirder, I guess, is the way to put it.
Well, take us in.
So, what's your favorite kind of barbecue?
Haitian?
Haitian barbecue. Well, do I have a treat for you? Now, tell me, how do you feel about national police services?
Not a huge fan.
What if I told
Haitian
you...
Haitian barbecue probably tastes a lot like what I just did in that bathroom.
Oh, boy.
What if I told you that Mr. Barbecue, before becoming a prolific gang leader, was a member of the Haiti National Police?
Oh, okay.
As a member of the National Police, he ordered his men and participated in two major massacres, and that's what got him kicked out of the police force, which is a trend he's only continued since getting into the gang business. This guy has had like 8 explicit massacres of civilians to his record that we know of. Uncountable numbers of gang wars. And digging just a little bit deeper, it seems like this revolution that he's on now may or may not be inherently socialist or communist. So really, I have no idea what to do with this guy. But he has been... So people know that he's calling for the overthrow of the Haitian government right now.
Yeah, why don't you give us a little background? Because I'm not sure everybody... We talked about this a year or two ago, and I know that there's a large contingent of listeners that only get their news from the news, and they may have tuned in after we covered this. So can you give us a little bit of background? Because I know we did. We probably did a 10 or 15
Did we talk about barbecue, or did we talk about a different Haitian warlord?
No.
That's where I got lost.
No. We talked about barbecue. Dude. Yeah, okay. For sure. I definitely barbecue. Remember that.
Why am I thinking his name was Bicycle? What was Bicycle was Hunter Biden's crack deal. Dude, there's so much info.
Yeah, wait, what? That was the name of his crack dealer?
His crack we get dealer lost. Bicycle. We get,
there's so many names.
We get lost in our own misinformation sometimes.
Hunter Biden is
trying to keep up with the tangled web.
Not ours.
Yeah, not ours yet. Not ours yet. When we get a level of street cred, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you give us a little bit of background? Because, like I said, I know we talked about it, but some people may not be familiar.
So, you're in Haiti. You're a member of the National Police. You go around ordering your cops to kill, rape, pillage, do explicit gang shit as a policeman. You finally get fired because the government at the time was just sick of dealing with you. You start up a gang. You do more of the same stuff, except now there's not even a facade, a fig leaf of legality to it. You start doing this, that, and the other thing, this whole time while maintaining close links with the prime minister or the president or whatever flavor of executive it is they've got down there.
PM, the prime minister.
Prime minister. And so this all goes on and on. You're cozy with the boss man in charge. So you get to keep being a pseudo cop, pseudo criminal, really whatever you are. It defies labels in American terms. We couldn't come up with a word for it if we tried. But effectively, after being fired from the police, his gang is allowed to do literally whatever the hell it wants, as long as it keeps the other gangs more or less in check. And that includes, as I mentioned, literally just doing actual crimes against humanity. Now, all of this is going on, and eventually this dude, your buddy with, won't let you into the government, won't let you into the cabinet. So you start protesting and beefing with him. He goes and gets himself killed. So you gather up your gang, and you start... you defend the funeral, you provide security, you're making noises about how much you loved this dude. New government rolls in, and now with a new government in place, you're rallying up the other gangs, because this guy's not playing ball with you the way the last guy did, and now you're talking about how the bourgeoisie and the bureaucracy and the everything needs to get liquidated. So in order to do that, the approximately nine street gangs you now have under the umbrella of your command need reinforcements. So you lead two massive jailbreaks to let out a bunch more people to swell your own ranks.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
And now this
French Revolution style.
This is currently, more or less from my understanding, localized to the Port-au-Prince area, which is
they
either
control
their
about
capital
80%
or their biggest
right now.
City. It might be both.
Is it their own? Is it Haiti? I'm not saying this to be glib. Is it Haiti's only city?
As far as I know, yeah.
Well, they have a Tortuga, right? Old pirate capital.
Isn't that you on the other side of the island?
It's on an island off the northern coast. Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to know some of the names of the gangs?
Yeah.
You got a... Crash de Fay, which translates to Spitfire. You got Torcel, which translates to Twist. You got Boss Pillow.
It's like a Disney movie.
Which is pilot, which is a weird one. Pilot Base. That's one of the gang names. And then you got, how do you say five in French?
Sync.
Yeah. C-seconds, which is 5 seconds.
And then you got a badass name. And then you, what if one of the gangs was just called Evil?
Oh my god, dude. Really? Come on, man. That's so stupid.
EN13.
Really cracking yourself up with that one, aren't you?
Good grief. All right. Everybody's stabilized. Everybody. Oh, we were on our way to the makings of like a Disney hockey movie, like all the kids being like twist, like 5 seconds, yeah. Like all
there's some and air bird, bird the names.
Bird crashes yeah. in with the yeah. Goalie's name.
Jimmy Cherizier, also known as Barbecue, his stated goal is to bring down the Prime Minister. That's his goal. Because, like Paz cool. said,
and
he doesn't
the
play
Prime
ball.
Minister is named Ariel Henry.
No, no.
No, he's real. This is real. Okay. His name is Ariel Henry, and I think he's currently in Kenya?
Yeah, he's in hiding.
He's in hiding, yeah.
Well, he's not technically called in hiding. He's going abroad looking for reinforcements because he doesn't yeah. actually think he can fight this dude.
Yeah. I heard that he's looking for soliciting like mercenaries basically to come in and try and fight Barbecue. Is there truth to that?
Well, kinda. Yeah. It sounds like Kenya's sending him a bunch of like police units. So not necessarily military, but a whole ton of SWAT teams. Or that's his hope anyways.
Do you think Barbecue has an email we could maybe contact and get him on the show possibly at this stage?
Yeah, what's his at?
We could act in a diplomatic format here.
I bet if we tried, that's something we probably could do, frankly.
We got any Haitian listeners out there who may or may not have a connection to the La Saline neighborhoods Barbecue gang or whatever they're calling themselves?
No, La Saline is where he massacred those people.
Oh, nice.
So I don't think
we lost our listeners. 9, 10 different places he did that, yeah.
Lost my wallet in La Saline.
It's worth noting, I think, the Barbecue thing comes from his penchant for burning people alive, but he claims that his mother was a street vendor of fried chicken.
Either way, that's pretty believable. I'm telling you.
Do these guys eat one another?
I thought I heard that the first time this dude went
Me
around,
too.
As you said, several years ago, but I haven't heard anything about it that's been in the news this time around.
The Delicious Guys gang. They're the ones you really want to eat. The Delicious Fellas. Well, we wish Barbecue the best.
Yeah, and good Barbecue, if you're listening, come on the show.
Come on the show. We have a lot of questions. And if you don't speak English, I think we can have we can get Jay on to be the interpreter.
Yeah.
That'll be
Do
very,
they speak French?
In Haiti?
Yeah. Like pigeon
probably
French.
In parts
no,
of
speak
it.
Yiddish.
Maybe.
That's why we need Jay.
Yiddish.
Haitian Yiddish.
Oh, yeah. A classic language. We do wish him to. Is he a friend of the show? Are we saying he's a friend of the show?
Oh,
absolutely.
Say
that?
Tentatively, okay. Yeah.
Anybody well, that has cannibalism allegations
is good for the
show, a friend of the
and
show.
I think he is good for the show, then he must be a friend of the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
That which is good for right us there. Is a friend of us.
Yes. Do you think there's a reason why the CIA hasn't gotten involved in this in the way they've gotten involved in every other conflict in the hemisphere?
Well, so here's the deal, right? Haiti is also the place the Clintons were muckety-mucking around.
Oh,
and if
right,
he was a shot caller in the National Police, why would we not assume that Clinton assets have been in touch with him at some point or another?
That's true. That's a good point.
Now, you say mucking around, this is after his presidency also? Like,
well, this is
after was during
Clinton
the Obama
Foundation
presidency.
Stuff?
Yeah,
mm.
you
yeah,
remember
Clinton
when the
Foundation.
Clinton Foundation
it was after that
basically
oh, is this where
the
they
island?
Were kidnapping all of those kids for the sex
yeah.
trade?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
and
right.
if this guy's a shot caller in the National Police and isn't afraid to pull the trigger himself and order massacres, Wouldn't they want someone like that leading their ground operation?
Do you think this guy is a kid sex supplier or a kid sex stopper?
I think it could go either way.
Yeah. Well, I find it hard
to ask him.
I think those are both equally viable.
Yeah. Like, I don't think a anti kid fucker would be able to get the job of prime minister, no matter how weak the Haiti government is.
Yeah, so who is this Ariel Henry guy? Oh, I just got the answer. He apparently is he a is a neurology professor. Is he?
Boston University.
There's no way.
No, it's Jesuit. Never mind.
He.
Oh boy.
Based. He. Yeah, he's attached to the Ministry of Health. Oh, here we go. He's been to. The WHO before. Yeah, we're thinking Ariel Henry is the kid sex supplier, and we're thinking barbecue is the kid sex ceaser.
I'm not going that far with you, Bird. Yeah. I think it's entirely possible
we don't know.
That this barbecue dude is totally in on it. Like I said, the more I sit here theorizing, the more I half wonder if he's not like a Clinton trigger man.
Or at least kid sex neutral.
Kid sex, yeah. Kid sex ignorant.
Ambivalent, yeah.
Kid sex ambivalent. Libertarian Party platform 3.
Both sides make some strong points. we land somewhere in the middle.
Look, there's good guys on both sides.
Yeah, on both sides, yeah. As long as we're getting invited to the dinners, we don't really care.
Yeah. Ain't
okay,
that the truth?
Kato.
Yeah. What does C4SS have to say about him?
Man, that's a good question.
Barbecue. Do you think C4SS has to be pro barbecue, right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
yeah. 100%. Yes.
I can see the headline now. Freedom fighter.
Yeah.
Freedom fighter eliminates age restrictive sex laws in Haiti.
So well, I'm starting to lean towards he's not a friend of the show just based on that.
We're gonna keep him. Yeah, we're gonna say barbecue neutral for now. Yeah, as well. Yep. Barbecue ambivalent for now, and we'll see where we go with this.
All right. Oh, fair enough.
A good opener. Aaron, we have you for a few more minutes.
My homework there. Yeah.
You did a great job. I think you did a really great job.
Thank you. Bravo. Yeah,
what's funny is I thought you assigned me that, so I had a bunch
I did
of notes
assign
written
you that.
Down.
Well, what else? Do you have anything else? Was there?
Nope. That's what we call busy work, Aaron. Welcome. Yeah.
We're actually going to have Paul do this. But
I assigned it to you, and then I was like, this is not getting done. So I assigned it to Paul.
Well, the one time you were wrong.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready to do our jobs today, fellas?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. All right. We are so back on the news, the number one news tracking program in America. And it has been very, very busy this week. Unlike the past few weeks, we're starting to see an uptick in, I would call it, news anxiousness. There's a lot of anxious
anxiety.
News coming out right now. First of all, I want to take a guess. Any number that you imagine it could be, by the fall of 2024, the CDC has decided it's going to be releasing a new COVID-19 shot. Everybody here and everybody listening at home, give us a guess. What number shot do you think we're on? Because when I found out, I was shocked.
It's 10.
Go ahead.
I read an article too.
Yeah, I actually saw it. Yeah, it's 10.
10?
It's ridiculous.
We're at 10 now?
Yeah. 10.
We're at
shot 10? Round 10.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's what I saw, anyway.
Stuff. Unbelievable stuff. Yeah, so that's what I saw there. If you're getting your 10th, let us know. We'll let you on the show. Let us know if both of your eyes still work, if anything has failed on you recently. We really do want to know.
If anything in has other news, off.
Yeah, rotted or gangrenous even, anything. We want pictures. We want to know. I'm giving a queen of the week at the start of the show because, gentlemen, March is Women's History Month. So we're going to be talking every week about a queen of the week. Week one, a woman in Ireland has lost her $800,000 disability case after photos of her winning a tree throwing competition service.
Yes. You know, I saw this one too. That was a super cool story. Like, good for her.
She's lost the case after these tree throwing. I'll send you the link in the chat here if in case you want to see the photos. I really do recommend you look at the photos because she's really heaving these trees.
She's Camilla got genuine Grobska, lift on them.
It's crazy. God. Yeah. Camilla Grobska, 36, said that she was left with a disabling condition after an accident in February 2017. Apparently, she was involved in a car accident. Someone hit her in the rear, and she went on. She's in Ireland, by the way. She went on to sue the insurance company and claimed that she could not work for over 5 years. She couldn't carry her children. She couldn't even do basic chores because of back and neck pain owing to the accident. After the accident, she ended up having to quit her job and receive disability payments. However, while in court, the Irish High Court was shown an image that ultimately contributed to her case being thrown out. And if you're looking at the link here, or if you want to Google it, listeners, just Google the headline I read out there. This assumedly is going to be the photo that the court was shown. Can you imagine being the judge and having
the attorney just looks down, just hangs his head as it's being displayed?
A very large, apparently Christmas tree is being heaved violently over her head. I mean, in a manner that most perfectly abled people probably wouldn't be able to do. She heaves this thing. No word on how far she threw it, but apparently this was taken a year after the accident, seen hurling the Christmas tree. I guess this is what they do in Ireland to get rid of their Christmas trees. It happened in January. She looks very happy. She doesn't look like she's in pain, and that tree has to be at least 50 pounds, 60 pounds, I would say. It looks like a big, a nice-sized tree. So we're going to give her a Queen of the Week because on this show, we do support insurance fraud on the show. If you can get away with it, might as well be yours. So Queen of the Week to, what was her name? Camilla Grobska, Queen of the Week.
Queen of the Week. Did you see my King of the Week nomination?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it. Yes.
Yeah. So my nomination for King of the Week goes to a man named Don Gorski, a 70-year-old retired prison officer from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, around your part, Paz, who has extended his world record for the most Big Mac burgers eaten in a lifetime.
Really? Okay. Yep. Tell me more.
Since 2023, he's eaten 728 Big Macs
and has
extended his world record to 34,128 Big Macs eaten.
34,000. How many calories is it? Hold on. Let me get the Big Mac calorie.
While you're working on that.
How many? Say the number again.
34,128 Big Macs.
Holy shit.
He had his first Big Mac 52 years ago, 1972, and since then, he's eaten Big Macs every single day, almost like oftentimes up to 9 per day. Now, he usually eats 2, one for lunch and one for dinner.
The man has consumed just under 20 million Big Mac calories.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
That is so good, dude.
Yep. And despite
maybe
all this,
King of the Month, King of Women's History Month.
Yep. despite all that, he claims he doesn't have any health issues to compensate for his Big Mac consumption. He walks 6 miles a day and often skips meals.
Good. He's so, only walking to and from the store to buy one.
If he's eating that many Big Macs but frequently skips meals, are Big Macs the only thing he eats?
Has to be.
Well, it's got to be close.
He said besides Big Macs, he doesn't eat much other than he skips breakfast and the only other food he eats is a small evening snack, such as ice cream, a fruit bar, or potato chips.
Or
how
a
is
Big
this
Mac.
Guy not... Yeah.
Or a smaller Big Mac.
You know, the craziest thing about this, if you look up the Big Mac again, the macronutrients are actually half-assed decently balanced.
Yeah, I've heard. I've heard they've really upped their macro game at McDonald's.
You would not, like, just instantly keel over dead from eating nothing but Big Macs as long as you did a moderate amount of walking or something a day.
Which and now they've released the double Big Mac, so he's going to be able to get twice.
That one probably would kill you, though.
Yeah, probably. He's going to be able to get twice the meat intake without any more bread intake.
So that's good. Here's how much of a king this guy is. He has a portrait hung on the wall of his local McDonald's, and he actually proposed to his wife in the McDonald's parking lot.
No, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so,
I can imagine who catered his wedding, I would imagine, and probably...
Yeah, I mean, McDonald's. You have to assume.
Yeah, you do. I thought for a second you were going to say in his house he had a portrait of barbecue, thereby linking the previous story to the current story.
Thereby enforcing also, he's a listener. The continuity of this program. Yeah, everything comes up, us.
Silver lining, he has a portrait of barbecue in his house.
God damn, I just, you know, not to be too vulgar, but I can't, what I just did in the 3 minutes while you guys were talking at the start of the show, he has to be doing every day.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Worse even.
Wow. God bless. I mean, this is why America really is the greatest country in the world, because you can't, this would not even be legal in another country, in an inferior country, what this man is doing. And God bless, really.
It's Turbo.
What was his name again?
His name is Don Gorski, and he's 70 years old, retired prison officer.
King. Oh,
wow.
You missed that part, so which really does add a layer.
Yeah.
So he's a vicious guy. All right, well, Don Gorski, King of the Week. And I don't have a King of the Week this week, but Aaron, I did for the few minutes that we have you here. Do you know anything about this 4G Auto Blow guy?
4G Auto Blow? No.
What?
Okay, we need to... look out for this guy. Apparently there is a MAGA rapper going around. His name is 4G Auto Blow. If you want to spell that and look that in there. Really an interesting guy. Apparently he's Trump's personal rapper. He just put out a music video not long ago starring Marjorie Taylor Greene. Somebody was like, hey, are you tracking this guy? He's a proud boy. He really has all of the things that we're looking for. So 4G Auto Blow is going to be my to track for the future. I think we're going to see big things from this guy moving forward. So keep that name in your mind. 4G Auto Blow.
I'll make a note of it.
I also did a poll for the listeners, or a poll of sorts. I asked the listeners, given that 2022 was the year of 18-wheeler spills, 2023 was the year of train-related accidents, and 2024 seems to be the year of airplane-related incidents, what will 2025 be? Some of the answers we got, and actually the predominant answers, were boat accidents, maritime incidents, submarine problems. They all use different adjectives in describing these things. Someone said hovercraft mishaps. Another person said the year we all get goth girlfriends. I think out of everything, that's going to be the least likely. Walmart visits, rollerblader holocausts, and someone else wrote blimps. just
one word.
Blimps.
Just blimps.
And finally, at Idiot Free Zone wrote, the year Carr and Bird get married, end the show, and open a whimsical bed and breakfast with Aaron as the maintenance guy. So, Carr, if you ever want to hang the hat up, we've been given a pathway to success moving forward.
Carr. Yeah, good.
We have plenty of space for lease.
Yeah. So that's happening with our listeners.
One thing that wasn't mentioned, what about SpaceX incidents?
Very, very possible. Has SpaceX had a major incident yet?
I mean, other than like failed launches from time to time.
We need an explosion.
They haven't really had anything go terribly wrong.
I mean, I think 2025 is, I think, when they want to start talking about manned missions. Like, his whole goal is to get us to Mars eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's going to be manned missions at some point in the future. And
I would just like to point out, talking about manned missions, that the movie Event Horizon, I watched that again earlier this afternoon, it's set in 2046. So if Elon is going to make this real for me, and I really need him to, just for something to do in my life, he's got to pick it up if we're going to be, you know, outside Jupiter by 2046, ripping open holes to hell.
I was going to say, you really want the war against the bugs to happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I need to be alive for it. Let's go.
Yeah. You're going to be on the front lines of the bug war. You
the bug
and,
war,
and
the
you
great
look
bug
to your
war.
Left, and you're in beautiful power armor, and you look to your left, and Barbecue is there with you.
His mother He's everywhere. Making fried chicken.
Fried bug.
Fried bug.
Very nice. Very nice. Oh, what else do we have here? Oh, take a look at Lauren Boebert. Everybody remembers Lauren Boebert?
I want to look at her.
Lauren Boebert, yeah, she did a foot pick recently. I don't know if you saw the foot pick.
Did she really?
Yeah, she did a foot pick, and it was and her image was like, I like stinky things. It was weird. She did a weird.
Who asked her this?
It was weird. Yeah, you gotta go. You gotta go on the Boebert page and look it up.
If we remember that she may or may not have been a hired porn actress. Mm-hmm. Did someone just give her a better offer than LARPing as a congressperson? Like, did she literally get paid to tweet that?
Well, you can't take the streets out. And
that's
we're
what
learning
I'm saying.
It's a real scorpion Boebert. Frog scenario. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just her nature.
Yep. I'm scrolling frantically for the feet pic on Twitter.
You and 100,000 other people.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service, Bird.
A lot of bookmarks on that one.
Brought down the servers, yeah.
Yeah, she tweets 1,000 times a day. No wonder she feels comfortable posting feet. Anyway, apparently her son stole money from a brain surgery victim.
Huh. Jeez, what?
Yeah,
what?
So
King of the Week?
Apparently, a 33-year-old woman who suffered from a brain injury. She's in the hospital, and while she's in the hospital, her car is parked in the hospital parking lot. Well, apparently, Lauren Boebert's son, Tyler, who claims he had literally nothing to do with it, broke into this woman's car and stole $75 of cash, 2 Venmo debit cards, didn't know those existed, and her own mother's credit card, which was reported as stolen from a 2015 Chevrolet Cruze. He was later arrested.
Gross.
So apparently we are able to track him down. In a picture taken from the entrance camera of a local come and go, where he attempted to use the credit cards. KUM. I don't know why they spell it like that, but KUM and go.
I would never go into one of those places. How do you beat the allegations after using that as your fucking gas station of choice?
It breaks my heart to see my child struggling. And in this situation, where he has been provided multiple opportunities to get his life on track, Has he, Lauren? Has he really? Has he been provided all the opportunities he needs? Do you think maybe the images of you jerking a guy off in a movie theater are good for setting examples to your children about it?
Yeah. Her next post. Here's my feet.
Here's my toe. Yeah. Suck on my toes, libs. Yeah. Libs. Yep. So that's that. Aaron, you have to leave us now, don't you?
Yeah. I got maybe 5 more minutes and then I got to get going.
Okay. 5 more minutes. Well, leave us with a story, Aaron. Leave us with something, maybe a silver linings of something along the week. Anything good happen to you? Anything you want to keep an eye on?
I mean, I don't know if you have this in the queue already, but Victoria Nuland got fired.
I did see that. Yep. I didn't have that in the queue. Which one is she?
Oh, she's really?
Been basically prosecuting the U.S. stance for the war going on in Ukraine right now. She's
for like the last
Robert Kagan's wife.
Okay. Oh, is she really married to Robert Kagan? I didn't realize that.
Yep.
The
Kagan. Wow, it's a small group.
Mm-hmm. It is a very small specific group,
and we're not in it. That's right,
and we are not.
Do you think that this signals a change in U.S. policy, perhaps, or do you think this is just
Martyr Maid did a good post? She's most likely going to fail upward.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no doubt.
Don't these people mostly just go to MSNBC and become anchors or something
Yeah, or college professors or whatever.
Can you pull up the Martyr Maid tweet? I like Martyr Maid's content. Yeah. Daryl
Rabbi
Cooper?
Abrahams.
Daryl Female rabbi of the Anglican U.S. Congress.
Yeah. I'll paste this in here.
Let's see. Okay. You want to read it or you want me to read it?
Yeah, I'll read it. Big news, likely signaling a major policy shift, which I disagree with. Nuland has run point on our Russia-Europe policy ever since we helped engineer the Maidan coup d'etat. The results after 10 years are in. Ukraine is destroyed and has permanently lost Crimea and its main industrial region.
Good for the Europe, show.
Europe is deindustrializing. Also good for the show. Russia is permanently alienated and tighter than ever with China, India, and Iran. Great for the show. Much of the world refused to isolate Russia and suffered no consequences.
Excellent stuff for the show.
For the show. Institutions central to the U.S. dollar hegemony no longer viewed as neutral.
Nice. Very good for the show. Yeah.
Very nice. Nord Stream broke the seal on sabotaging international infrastructure. Fucking
We need
fantastic.
More of that. Really good, yeah.
Russian military capabilities significantly increased, not decreased.
Very good. Yeah, we need more increasing of basically everything
we
to
need
be great
blood,
for the show.
More blood.
Yeah.
Countries like Iran, North Korea, etc. have seen that, short of total war, NATO conventional capabilities are quite limited.
Yeah, very it's true. Currently going to be very good. Yeah,
so great. True.
Looking up.
Still, Nuland is one of those undead creatures in Washington who has only ever failed upward, so her resignation probably indicates her usefulness has finally run out.
Was she made to resign? Do we know anything about what
Most
the...
Most likely. That's usually how
Made
that
to resign.
Nobody resigns.
Well, why else would you step down? Yeah. Great. Good for the show.
I like it.
Love it. Yeah. Things are looking up. Now, Aaron, go to your jiu-jitsu class. Let me stop us here. All right. That is really, I'm glad. This is good. This new outlook we have on things being good or bad for the show, where everything is good for the show, is really improving my mood about the show, I would say.
Good. Yes. Yeah. You know, no offense, but you were a little down in the dumps there for a while.
So down.
Pretty
black-pilled
on our whole project for a little bit there.
A little bit. But now I've seen the clear pill on the whole thing. And the clear pill is that everything is a red pill. The clear pill is that every red pill is a grill pill if you try hard enough.
Yeah.
What else do we have? Oh, Nikki Haley won a primary. Did you guys see this?
Washington,
D.C. primary.
Oh, man. That's so poetic. Yeah. That's hilarious. Dude, they don't even have any delegates,
really good.
Do they?
No, they do have delegates, but I mean, it's totally meaningless. Super Tuesday is yesterday.
frankly, if I were running in the modern GOP, I would actively deny winning the DC caucus.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But she's not running in the modern GOP. She's running in the modern Democrat Party. Right?
Democrat Party. Yeah, that's correct. Over half of people who said they would vote for Nikki Haley said they would go on to vote for Joe Biden if she didn't win in the Republican primary.
Is she running is she running to be Joe Biden's vice president?
Dude, now that would be very awesome. I don't think so. I think they're really riding with Kamala, which is amazing to me. I don't know why.
That seems smart.
Quaaludes are on the menu for 2024, I guess.
Quaaludes are coming back, baby. 70s on. Redux.
Dude, she really makes Quaaludes seem so fun. Like, really living for it.
Where are you pulling? Does she do Quaaludes?
Dude, have you listened to her?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, she's...
Hold on,
yes.
though. Aren't Quaaludes, like, no longer even a thing that exists?
Well, yeah, I didn't
not
think
if you have
could
a big doctor.
I didn't even know they were made anymore.
No, like,
wasn't
they literally
like
aren't manufactured anymore, are they?
Oh, well, then they must be dipping into a warehouse of overstock, because there's no clearer sign that someone is on Quaaludes than if you just listen to Kamala Harris. I mean, you know how people on Quaaludes are. It's just, there's no other drug she could be taking that would do something like that. I'm riding hard on the Kamala Quaalude train.
Everything I know about Quaaludes is from The Wolf of Wall Street. I don't actually know anything about
everything
Quaaludes.
I know about Quaaludes is from my father being a former Quaalude enthusiast. He's giving me all the inside details on Kamala Harris, and he calls them Quaalude behaviors.
QBs, as he calls them.
The QBs, yeah. The Quaalude question. Come on. This writes itself. Ugh.
You know, with insight like that, though, how can you deny it, right?
I know. It's like real. It's ancestral knowledge. In other news, the Supreme Court has betrayed democracy once and for all with a unanimous 9-0 decision just before Super Tuesday to reinstate Donald Trump on the Colorado ballot, along with every other ballot that took him off by reasons of he was an insurrector. I took the time to read through the entire writ on it. It was amazing. It was a unanimous decision, including some like specifics from some of the more lefty members, Jackson and Sotomayor. And even there, like, we really don't want to give the states power on this issue, which excellent. Another win for federalism, another loss for small government, and another win for MAGA fascism 2024. We'll see him on the ballot, and it makes things possibly look good for a future Supreme Court ruling on whether or not he actually committed an insurrection in the first place. See, they didn't rule on that, they just reversed Colorado's ruling. They reversed it by the logic of the ruling itself. So we're going to see some pretty interesting things moving forward. There was a question of whether or not Donald Trump would be elected from a prison cell, but now it's looking like he will be elected from, I guess, wherever he is right now. And he will probably
from
outside
not the go prison to jail cell
for it.
Looking in on Biden, right?
Looking in on Biden. Oh, it's going to be a beautiful thing.
You know, so can we talk good, about good just them. How retarded it is in the first place that this even became a legal question? Like, the concept of lawfare is just so out of control at this point. It is plainly obvious that this was not something they could do anyways, especially with the argument they used to do it.
I just think it's fucking awesome. That's what I just think it's
so
good.
Dumb, dude.
Where does Timeline Earth land
dumb.
On X issue? They probably think it's fucking awesome.
Fucking awesome, dude. Yeah, liberal tears. Delicious, salty liberal tears.
The lib tears are great. Don't get me wrong. I'm just so confused how the lib shits thought they'd get away with it.
They live in their own world, and it provides an excellent platform for the show.
I tell you, who else lives in their own world? I've been noticing this quite a bit on X, formerly Twitter, is the Ron DeSantis anti-MAGA. What is going on over there, man?
The Pashaw dynasty, as they're calling it, Christina Pashaw, his assistant, who's been running that entire propaganda arm. Yeah.
Good Lord.
The whole thing reflects a feminine delusion. Yeah.
It is. Yes, that's what it is. That is so interesting because I never thought about it, but it is all women that I see that participating. Yes. Now, that could just be a reflection of who I happen to follow and who gets retweeted on my timeline. But, like, I have not seen any men involved in this. And that is such an interesting insight.
I'm telling you, dude. I've been following Christina Pashaw for a long time, and it really does kind of feel like maybe a situation you can imagine in your head where everybody in the household is like, dude, that dog is obviously violent, and the mother is like, no, just give him a chance. Just give him a chance. It's that kind of like delusional feminine energy coming off of the descent. I guarantee you Pashaw is the one that convinced him to wear the heels. I guarantee you that Pashaw is the one that said, put makeup on. Yeah. Rufo has a lisp. What's going on there with Rufo's lisp? The whole crew is full of fagulas.
Man, I had no idea I was poking such a well-formed conceptual outlook from Bert there. Holy shit. That's good.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an insane group of people, dude. Insane group of people.
Yes. Yes, and he's really is the least insane among them.
DeSantis?
And what's really interesting about DeSantis is, if I could kind of describe the energy of the DeSantis campaign, and we have had, I think we had at least one person who comes to mind who worked on the DeSantis campaign for governor, not for this last president's run, but for governor. Maybe more than one person, but I'm distinctly remembering one person who I was exchanging with in DMs, explaining this delusional kind of energy around him as the original MAGA energy. So if you recall the Q moment, there was a really messianic delusion around Donald Trump. And if you're looking around lately, that seems to have receded. It does exist, but it has receded in influence. And I think the reason why is because somewhere along the lines, a couple of wires got crossed, and these Q-prone retards, but I mean, is what they are. They're retards, right? They're
totally
deficient.
Totally.
They reoriented to hungry or whatever his name, DeSantis, that hungry clip, I think is what did it to them. You've never seen the hungry clip? Oh,
no.
My God. Where somebody is handing Ron DeSantis a slice of pizza and he goes, hungry.
What?
No, I've never
You've never seen,
seen that.
It? Wow, I'll have to send it to you. Listeners know what I'm talking about. Hungry. And people are going to go, this is a fake clip. It's not a fake clip. It's a fucking real clip, okay? It's a very real clip. We know
very
people
real.
Who worked in this campaign. They can confirm for us that there was a... During the end of the Ming Dynasty, the last during the end of the Qing Dynasty, before it became the Ming Dynasty, they had a boy king who was mentally retarded, and he sat on the throne all day. And the eunuchs were really the ones who were running the show. And we're getting very Ming Dynasty energy out of the Ron DeSantis campaign, the kind of man boy. Energy sitting on the throne while the eunuchs run the show is what the DeSantis campaign became. And much like the Qing dynasty, it too will fall. So yeah, it's fascinating to me. I've been following it for years, hoping one day to be able to explicate some of my thoughts on the subject. So truly delusional, Carr. I think you're absolutely right that I know, and you're not following this closely, but you can smell it. You can smell the delusion.
Yeah. I'm not even very exposed. I just see stuff get retweeted on my timeline and I'm like, I don't know like how you could believe this. And I mean, I guess you could say that about a lot of politics, but it's infinitely more reasonable, in my opinion, to like believe that Donald Trump is going to win the election than it is for Ron DeSantis to win the election.
Mm-hmm.
And
like
that.
How can I put this? There isn't the idea that he, so yes, it's delusional to think DeSantis could have ever won.
Are you going to say that they don't believe that Ron DeSantis is going to win the election? They believe something else.
So kind of,
because that's kind of what I probably misspoke. That's actually another bizarre aspect of this, is that it's almost like a Ouroboros or something like that. Like, there's no target. There's no end there. It's just, they're just going through motions with no
egregore.
Maybe that's the better way to put it. But yeah, I don't understand what's going on.
There is this thing in old school politics, which I think Ron DeSantis is really one of the dying gasps of this kind of politics, where they believe that, so they don't believe DeSantis is going to win. What they believe is that Ron DeSantis represents the reasonable alternative, in the same way that the Haley Democrats believe this, except in that case, they're trying to prop up their opponent who can be easily defeated, whereas the Republicans actually, they're trying to prop up their guy, right? Yeah. And so the DeSantis thing is an attempt to build a respectable candidate in the event that Donald Trump can't become president or does become president and someone needs to come after. You know, Ron DeSantis is 45 years old, okay? He's very young. There is a future for him, or there was a future for him. I think it's really simple to explain the DeSantis moment as it's got that very delusional feminine energy where every man in the room is looking at him and going, the guy is pathetic. He's a weakling. Yeah. He's a homo, and I won't vote for him. And the women are going, but he's so nice.
Yeah,
that is the energy that's manifesting, is that he's so nice. He's such a nice guy. He's got so wife nice.
And kids and wears high heels like nice guys do.
Like nice guys do. When what most Americans want to see, what I mean by that is every voting male and his wife want to see is a barbecue for president. Not to continue along that line, but we do want to see a killer. You know, we want to see a killer. I was watching just last night, and I think I'm going to do, and Carr, if you want in on this, pause. I already know you don't want in on this, but of course, if you want in on this too, hop in. I am going to be doing a 2016 debate retrospective because I was just rewatching the Republican primary debates from 2016. And my God, what a killer Donald Trump was in 2016. Yeah. And that energy.
I would love to do that with you, actually. I'm sorry I cut in there. I'd love to be a part of that once you get started on it.
Okay.
I think I might too. As much as disinterested as I typically am with the political system, I think that would be really interesting because politics aside, it is 2016 was such a mesh point between like old new America and new America.
Yes. And okay. So I watched the Republican primary debates and I watched the first, maybe it was the second. I watched the first Trump-Hillary debate, and what you just said right there is that moment, is the axial moment, because even the opening lines, he's like, I want Hillary to be happy. I really do. I really want her to be happy. And then 5 minutes later, he's like, she's the dumbest idiot who's ever been in office anywhere ever. And so he'll go, she's a retard and she's ugly and fat too. And then, Hillary, I'm already calling her Haley. What's the difference? Hillary will go, well, when I was the this and that, I did this thing and it was really great for everyone. And then Trump responds like, well, you're a dyke anyway. So who cares what you think? And it really is that a changing moment, you know, like a real like, oh, you can do this. It was almost like the same thing with the Ron Paul moment where everybody was like, he's really doing that, except the whole thing, the whole debate that whole time with an icon in American politics, Hillary Clinton. So we were kind of robbed out of debates this election cycle, which I think is totally ridiculous. But then I was rewatching all of these debates and I was like, oh, it's so clear why we don't do debates anymore, because Donald Trump is a true shogun of the TV. I mean, mercilessly battered everybody who got in front of him. Some of the Jeb Bush moments, if you can recall. Oh my god.
What did he call him?
Barbecued the guy.
What did he call him? Low energy.
Every name under the book. Yeah, low energy. Yes. Low energy. Yeah. Where he says that Ted Cruz's father is the Zodiac killer.
Oh man, that was so insane. That was awesome.
So I'm doing the retrospective. You'll both get invites. I'm gonna do like a watch party of it. Maybe we'll try to even get a live stream of it going somehow. Because boy, is it, I mean, it's so good. And I think people need to be reminded of the dog in him. You know what I mean? I think people really need to be reminded, because Donald is much older now and he has the countenance of a seer. You know, he was, you'll watch these debates and you'll go,
countenance of a seer?
Yeah, he was Gandalf the White. He was Gandalf the Grey at one point, right? He had that energy. He was ready to go on that adventure. He was doing his magical tricks. And then these 4 years of Biden, Donald Trump, despite being in the news relatively frequently, his countenance has changed. You know, he stands up a little taller and he's got an angered visage, like he's been wronged. It's just like the evolution of Donald Trump is going to bring, as it did in 2016, something very new to the table. And I think it's important that because we didn't do it back then, because I think TLE only started maybe after he became the president, like maybe not long after, but we never had a chance to go back to those debates.
So how many times have we wondered what our own start date is?
I mean, it's like now. It was March of 18. So mm-hmm. we're 6 years old to like basically today.
Yeah. Yeah. We never got to really take in the Trump moment. I think we actually all knew one another at the time that was happening.
We definitely did.
Yep.
Yeah.
That spawned us all goes back to
the
what,
Anarchy
14,
Ball group
15?
Chat, dude. That was our Bohemian Grove, that Anarchy Ball group chat back in the day. That, dude, how many excellent podcasts came out of that? I mean, some real.
And how many more shitty
that.
Ones on top of it?
That's true. That's basically our story.
Yeah. I was going to say, when Paz was describing that, one of the shitty ones was ours. Yeah. We got to do it. We'll do a retrospective. We have to do a retrospective of it. And I just think it's worthwhile. So a look back at the 2016. So I got to figure out how we can live stream that if we can. If we can't, then we'll just do it and we'll post it afterwards. So the energy is. I'm feeling the energy. Are you guys feeling the Trump energy yet?
To some degree. I'm not sure if I'm, you know, I jump in and out of that pond, so I'm not necessarily always exposed. But, you know,
it's
going to
heat up quick.
Oh, I'm sure
it's going to heat up quick.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not feeling it. As much fun as I have with this and as much as I like dissecting it, I have to remain true to my gay little libertarian roots and choose to opt out of being excited about what's about to happen.
Well, then what I will say to you, Paz, is I really hope he becomes the president, because that'll be the ignition for a lot. Remember when Donald Trump became the president the first time, the energy shifted so hard that this show became a thing. I mean, like, people were into...
Oh, there was a massive vibe shift. It was huge. Yeah.
And we need that in this country. We need that vibe switch.
Yeah.
We really do.
Yeah. It'll be fascinating to see how... You just don't get presidents that get elected in non-consecutive terms anymore these days. You know what I mean?
Well, it's only one other time anyways?
Yeah, was it like Cleveland or something?
Cleveland. Like, yeah, I believe it was. Or Taft. It was one of the two. No, I think it was Grover Cleveland. Or did Grover Cleveland get assassinated? Well,
maybe.
Regardless, it was one of those guys.
It literally doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. It quite literally does not. But yeah,
but
just
I'm
seeing
very excited.
A president span, you know, more, here's what's going to be interesting. If we look back and say the 2016 to 2028 era, that's a long time, right? Like, what if his presidency subsumes Biden's presidency in historical effect? And we look back and we say, oh yeah, president was basically, or Trump was basically president from the mid-teens through 2030.
Well, let me ask you this question, because I was thinking about this the other day. It's something to ponder on. Let's say, and it's very difficult to do this because as new presidents come in, it's so unpredictable about who will change the history books. But like, let's just imagine Trump becomes the president again. Now we're 4 years after that. So it's nearly 2030.
Yep.
And you're looking back at the presidents of your lifetime. Let's be really honest about this. Bush, practically forgettable.
Yeah.
Obama, barely memorable. But Biden, for sure, we're going to forget about. Mm-hmm. Biden has got to be one of the most forgettable presidents of all time to come after possibly the most memorable president potentially in our lifetimes. I mean, if anybody else is more memorable than Donald Trump, the gods will shiver at the prospect of this.
So the thing about that is, though, we should keep in mind the scale of our own lifetimes relative to the year 2030, right? How many presidents would we actively remember and have formative events with in that span anyways? I don't think
I
any of us go back
Bush.
Before Bush, right? Carr, you're a little bit older than us, so maybe...
Clinton.
Yeah, so maybe you've got a little Clinton, but
yeah.
But do you feel when you think back to Bush? And maybe you do, Carr, but do you feel like Bush by 2030 would have the memorability that Trump would have by 2100? I mean,
probably not. But here's the thing though, that he has so many, perhaps as we look back, kind of globally altering, global history altering things attached to him, whether or not they were directly from him, you know. And I'll give you two examples: the global war on terror and the great financial crisis. Now, you could say the great financial crisis happened more under Obama, and that's probably true, but it really ignited under Bush. And when we look back 50 years from now, or however long from now, I think that the U.S. great financial crisis will be at the heart of what we say kind of reorganize the world.
That may be my age, but I do associate 08 with Obama just because we were going through it.
Sure.
With Obama.
Yes. That's when we felt all the effects of it. Right.
Right. Yeah, for sure. But I think Bear Stearns went under in 07. And it was beginning, and it was, you know, so, but you're right. You're totally right. Obama was the presiding guy during basically all of the great financial crisis, or at least its effects.
I mean, I don't ever plan on stopping doing a podcast in some form, whether it's called TLE or otherwise, but we'll probably ride with the TLE name as long as all four of us really are alive.
There is
a strong prospect that by 2040, we are still podcasting to 300 Patreon listeners.
Yeah,
I think we should. Yes.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
And we will be able to do a true retrospective of all of the presidents. Think about it. Vivek 2030. And then we're going to have Barron 2034. It's
Gosh,
just going to
be
and then we're gonna,
close to old enough by then, won't he?
Yeah, no, he will. He will. And the thing is, that's so historically unusual about this period of American history is that presidents, there used to be a couple of presidents of the same party who would, you know, so 4 year term for a Republican, and then another 8 year term for a different Republican, and then another 4 year term for another Republican, and then two Democrats, and then another Republican, and then a Democrat, and then a Republican, then Democrat. Something happened where it's just oscillating back and forth, and we need a true great unifier so that we can get 8 years of Trump, and then we can get 8 years of Vivek. And then by the time he's ready, hopefully 100 years of a chemically enhanced Baron Trump is what we truly need.
Baron Bot.
They're calling it White Boy Century. Is what they're calling it.
The 21st century is the White Boy Century. I love it.
Yeah. So there's all that. Besides that, I want everybody to keep an eye on the transvestite war going on in Bangkok right now.
All right. What?
So apparently there's a street war going on in Bangkok between transvestites who are Filipino and transvestites who are Thai. There's a war going on in Bangkok that erupted on Sukhumvit Road. Google that. Sukhumvit Road in Bangkok. Two different groups, ethnic groups, of transvestite prostitutes are at war with one another right now in Bangkok. Really, I mean, the global world order is falling apart, and it is excellent for this show. I mean, truly an excellent thing for this show. So everybody needs to keep their eye on the transvestite war going on. Besides that, we're good. Actually, we're good. Let me take us out, and then we'll go into the post.
Okay.
Another great news day, really. Another great news day.
Fabulous news day.
It's going to be very interesting being in Miami this year. I don't know if you saw that Miami Beach is not playing around with spring break anymore. Did you see this?
Oh, didn't they like outlaw it or something?
It's pretty much. They're putting curfews. They're putting $100 parking fees anywhere near the beach. Yeah, curfews, noise ordinances. They're cracking down. It's going to be pretty interesting. I'm going to go down there, party with some spring breakers, get arrested maybe. Feels good to do the news, my friends. I think we're doing good here. I think this was a good week. Things are looking very up. Oh, the last thing. Did you see the Russian foreign minister was like, you know, so everybody's been going with this Putin thing. What were they all saying? Oh, he's going to go into Poland next. And he's like, no, I'm not going to go into Poland. Silly. And then the foreign minister of Russia just came out and said, you know, I think we may need to denazify Germany.
Oh,
I did see
man.
That. Yeah.
Is this, dude, are we on our way?
A World War III, dude? Could we really be getting a World War III? Great for the show.
Is Russia really thinking
about. Do you think we'd go hot to defend Germany?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. To defend Germany. Yeah. I mean, one of our oldest allies.
What does Germany still do for us?
Nothing, but they're one of our oldest allies. That's it. That's like saying, what does Israel do for us? Nothing. But we still defend them no matter what they do.
To your point, they're the biggest economy in the EU. Yeah. And they host a lot of our military. And yeah, I don't know.
Just the fact that we have them legally and functionally occupied doesn't mean it's in our interest to defend it. Isn't that exactly the sort of thing Biden and Trump would both do? Is just fucking leave and let them flail?
No.
I hope.
I don't think so. No. Really? Well, we'll see.
I don't think the U.S. has the stomach for a hot war. I really don't.
I don't think they have the money.
We're going to get him the money, fellas. And we're going to get him the money, okay?
If it costs me having to pay $40 for a dozen eggs, by God, will Germany get their guns?
Yeah, man, that would be that'd be something. Because Germany, man, territorially, if you're talking about the whole of Germany, dude, that's really reaching into Europe, man.
You know, people are who are listening are going, of course they're not going to go into Germany. Can you just let us dream for a little while?
Well, so the other thing is they don't have to hold Germany to just steamroll through and then leave, right?
I suppose.
It would be, yeah. I don't even, you know what's crazy is the Fukuyama is proven wrong and right over and over again. And I think we're in the Fukuyama was right stage, because I don't see a reason for war in Europe ever again. I don't know why what is the point of that anymore?
Right.
But maybe we get a little tomfoolery on the front. I mean, Germans and Russians going to war is a tale as old as time. So sure. We could see something very funny. And I think, if you'll let me dream for a moment, that if such a total war was to break out, new t-shirt, TLE from the front lines.
Ooh.
I volunteer. I'll go be war correspondent.
We have our ham radios in our little truck, and we're going...
Do you see what President Kamala Harris did this week?
Is what we're up to. I think it'd be good. But I'm feeling optimistic, fellas.
I'm thinking about going to Oktoberfest this year over there, so hopefully they don't take it by then.
Are you going to the old country?
Mm-hmm. Yep. First time.
Wow. Nice.
So.
Nice.
Yep.
I think that's everything I have.
I don't have anything more to announce tonight, anyways.
All right. I guess two hands on the wheel.